Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Well, thank you one and all for joining us on our program for today. It's great to have you here, especially everybody here in Western Mass to whom our program is focused. But as far away as Pennsylvania, Florida, Boston, we have good friends listening in. And believe me, we're very, very grateful for them. So let's plunge right in. The Springfield Museums are excited to announce the opening of As They Saw It, Women Artists Then and Now. This will be Saturday the 14th in the Michelle and Donald Damour Museum of Fine Arts. About women, by women, and curated by women, As They Saw It celebrates the vision and creativity of American women artists working across three centuries. The exhibition emphasizes varied experiences and approaches to art making while pushing back against the underrepresentation of women in the arts. The 60-plus works showcase how women, despite social, economic, and cultural barriers, express their identities and shape their her stories through artistic expression. It's going to be Suds for Santa at the White Lion Brewing Company's Springfield location Wednesday, October 18, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., and this will be at the Tower Square Brewery. You're going to have celebrity bartenders on hand from the media and politics and all that kind of thing. And they'll be volunteering their services and donating their tips to support Santa's seasonal residency at Bright Nights at Forest Park. Proceeds from the event will be used to help underwrite the costs associated with having Santa at Bright Nights every night from opening on November 22 right on through Christmas Eve. And this hasn't happened since 2019. Mayor Sarno and Police Superintendent Cheryl Claprud will join with Springfield residents Jan and Bernadette Peepool to thank them for their very generous donation to the Springfield Police Department's K-9 unit. The Bernadettes are longtime supporters of the City of Springfield's Thomas J. O'Connor Animal Control and Adoption Center, and they have a very deep and loving passion caring for our beloved animals and pets. So, they have graciously donated to TJO over the years, including a very generous donation of $23,000 for an X-ray machine and a new radiology room. And we thank them. We're all very grateful. Springfield's Veterans Department is looking for volunteers to help with the flagging of cemeteries for Veterans Day. Now, Veterans Day is Saturday, November 11, and flagging will take place between Friday the 27th and Friday, November 10. The Veterans Department will flag all publicly owned and maintained cemeteries and only those private cemeteries that are allowing flagging to take place. Now, if you're interested in volunteering, you can contact the City of Springfield's Veterans Department. I'll give you that number in 413. That is 787-6141. 787-6141. TV 22 has eulogized legendary Cy Becker, friend and longtime reporter, as he passed on after a short illness. In a 60-year broadcast career spanning radio, TV, and the Internet, Cy was well known for his boundless energy, his unmistakable voice, and, of course, his movie reviews. Cy was always in his element when walking in the Holyoke St. Patrick's Parade, soaking up the cheers from thousands of his adoring fans. And whether it was marching in the parade, hosting the East Longmeadow Concert Series, or the Red Cross Hometown Hero Celebration, he lived for those moments. Thank you, Cy. God bless you, and we'll miss you. Don't speed anywhere. But if you're planning to speed on Parker Street, think again. They're watching for you. Superintendent Cheryl Claprud said officers began on Saturday with those traffic enforcement issues between Boston Road and Cooley Street. Last Friday, as you probably are aware, there were two deadly crashes on Parker Street. The first one occurred 12:10 a.m. after a car flipped over onto a lawn. And this was doubly tragic because the driver that died in that crash was Stephanie Croteau, the mother of the 10-year-old girl who was killed following a murder-suicide on Berkshire Avenue, Springfield, in August. Now, about those slime liquor sour rolling liquid candies. Well, that's coming up right after we visit with Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Samara Joy, two-time Grammy winner, returns to Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts at UConn Storrs on October 20th. She performs music from her award-winning album, Linger a While. For details, jorgensen.ucon.edu. The Connecticut Lit Fest returns to Hartford's Real Artways, once again transforming its many galleries into a day-long hub for readers, writers, and literary enthusiasts. Admission to the event on October 14th is free. For details, realartways.org. The Holyoke Civic Symphony's 2023-24 season is dubbed the Brass Menagerie, and all four concerts under the direction of David Kidwell celebrate the brass instruments in their repertoire. The season opener is called Tuba Diving. It's October 15th, and Future One's called Horn in the USA, December 10th, Tea and Trumpets, March 10th, and Trombone Appetit, May 5th. For details, HoyokeCivicSymphony.org. The Springfield Symphony Orchestra opens its 80th anniversary season with some innovative changes. The season opens on Saturday at 7:30 with conductor Mei-Ann Chen and guest violinist Amarin Olmeda performing Shostakovich's festive overture, Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1 and Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2. All performances are held at Symphony Hall with varying concert times, including some matinees and late afternoon concerts. For details, springfieldsymphony.org. Hartford Stage opens this season from October 12th through November 5th with a new adaptation of Pride and Prejudice, adapted by Kate Hamill. It's got direction by Tatiana Marie Carlo with choreography by Shura Barishnikov. For details, hartfordstage.org. The Pioneer Valley Symphony opens its new season October 13th at Greenfield High School with Hope for a New Home, with works by Bartok, Rachmaninoff, and Omingjola. Tianhui Eng conducts. Yan Sun is the brass pianist. For details, pvsoc.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Well, about 70 million slime, liquor, sour, rolling liquid candies have been recalled over a choking hazard. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, a rolling ball that holds a sour liquid candy can detach from its container and possibly cause choking. So, the recall involves the slime, liquor, sour, rolling liquid candy in blue, raz, red, strawberry, green, sour apple, and pink, black cherry flavors packaged with the branding Toxic Waste or Mega Toxic Waste. Yum. All right, friends, thank you very much for being with us on our show, and thanks to Mark Auerbach and all of our listeners, and we'll be back again soon with another edition of Brad Shepherd Today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.